From Baffin Bay to Palo Duro Canyon and Mount Locke to Davy Crockett National Forest, when government works against your liberty, Pratt on Texas will sound the alarm. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a liberal out-of-state corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, several court-related stories, none more important than the U.S. Supreme Court decision reaffirming the Second Amendment means what it says to keep and bear arms. We'll talk about this and much related to that, including the Uvalde massacre. Also, the Texas Attorney General Paxton has been very busy with the interventionist federal government. More on, just more horrible border immigration news. And the big court ruling today, we'll get to that right away, our Lone Star story of the day. That is about the Supreme Court's Second Amendment ruling, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. You truckers and fleet owners, they're your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. They'll be your third-party administrator. Be there with personal service when you need them. Reach the best in compliance at alliedcompliance.com. Listen to the show, Pratt on Texas, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Headline at National Review, Alito smacks down Breyer's attempt to link concealed carry case to Uvalde. Well, what's he talking about? That's the big ruling out today. Amy Howe, Howe on the court, reporting in a 6-3 ruling written by Justice Clarence Thomas. It's the court's first significant decision on gun rights in over a decade. In a far-reaching ruling, the court made clear that the Second Amendment, its guarantee of the right to, quote, keep and bear arms, that's what it says, protects a broad right to carry a handgun outside of the home for self-defense. Going forward, Thomas explained, courts should uphold gun restrictions only if there is a tradition of such regulation in U.S. history. Although U.S. history has at times placed some well-defined restrictions, quote-unquote, on the right to carry firearms in public, Justice Thomas explained there is no tradition of a broad prohibition on carrying commonly used guns in public for self-defense. And with rare exceptions, Thomas added, there was no historical requirement that law-abiding citizens show the kind of special need for self-defense required by the New York law to carry a gun in public. Indeed, Thomas concluded there is, quote, no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only and after demonstrating to government officers some special need, end quote. In an opinion joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, Kavanaugh contended that the ruling today will not bar states from imposing any licensing requirements. There are 43 states, he noted, that use licensing schemes that include requirements such as background checks, firearm training, a check of mental health records, and fingerprinting. Such schemes are objective, Kavanaugh explained, rather than granting, quote, open-ended discretion to licensing officials, meaning to government, and requiring a showing of some special need apart from self-defense. In other words, the court says that states can continue to have some regulation and licensing, but it's essentially that it must be shall issue. And that's very important. And, you know, that phrase in there is so important that Justice Thomas pointed out there's no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. In other words, well, I have a right to free speech. Well, no, you don't. Not until you satisfy government officials and politicians that your right to free speech is good. You know, he's exactly right. Now, to Philip Klein's piece at the National Review Online, The Corner, today. So the court issues this ruling, and Justice Thomas wrote for the majority, nothing in the Second Amendment's text draws a home/public distinction with respect to the right to keep and bear arms, and that the definition of bear naturally encompasses public carry. In his dissent, the lefty, Justice Stephen Breyer, wrote, the dangers posed by firearms can take many forms. And then he has a long list of mass shootings that have occurred in recent years, including the attacks in Uvalde and in Buffalo, New York. In a concurring opinion, Justice Samuel Alito struck back at that. Concurring with the majority, Samuel Alito, struck back at Breyer's empty-headed silliness. Quote, In light of what we have actually held, it is hard to see what legitimate purpose can possibly be served by most of the dissent's lengthy introductory section. Why, for example, does the dissent think it is relevant to recount the mass shootings that have occurred in recent years? Does the dissent think that laws like New York's prevent or deter such atrocities? Will a person bent on carrying out a mass shooting be stopped if he knows that it's illegal to carry a handgun outside of the home? And how does the dissent account for the fact that one of the mass shootings near the top of its list took place in Buffalo, New York? The New York law at issue in this case obviously did not stop that perpetrator. It is wonderful to hear Supreme Court justices speaking and just, you know, the left always tries to gain the language and always redefine it, as George Orwell so well explained. You know, they call gun control common sense gun control. No, this is common sense. The Constitution says keep and bear, meaning to have it on your person. And these states, a bunch of them that have had mass shootings, had all these laws. Well, obviously, having it against the law didn't deter someone from going out and committing murder. Murder's against the law. That law doesn't prevent people from murdering other people. So this is great. It's just wonderful to hear them speak so clearly, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've got more court-related things to get to, but I want to get some headlines in. There was a bomb threat to the Social Security Administration office. I guess somebody wasn't happy about their Social Security payments or something. Police in Lubbock responded about 11 o'clock. The bomb squad did a search, found no explosives, and then they had a quick, short evacuation, but they cleared it for reentry. Out of Fort Worth, WFAA reports law enforcement arrested a man and charged him with trafficking a 16-year-old girl. That, according to Tarrant County Sheriff's Office, They found the ads from a motel in West Fort Worth. They went there, posed decoys, all kinds of stuff, reach out to rescue the teenage girl. Good. Man accused of calling SWAT posing as Fortnite opponent who killed mom while high. This is Fortnite's this online video game stuff that people are addicted to. Out of Fritch in the Panhandle in Hutchinson County, the SWAT team and police from Borger and Fritch thought they were going to arrest a man who killed his mother while high on PCP, but deputies found out it turned to be a prank, one of these swatting things. Took it place at 4:40 in the morning. Everybody had to get up and run out there to this house in Fritch. They got there and learned nobody had been shot. Suspect, apparently. They learned two men were playing Fortnite. According to the Hudson County Sheriff's Office, the suspect had gotten angry during the match. He was able to find the victim's location through his IP address. He then called 911 to get law enforcement to show up at the opponent's house. Gosh. Rest in peace, Alvin Davis. Alvin Davis has died, ladies and gentlemen, died in his sleep this week. He was a cowboy poet, a sculptor, a historian, and more importantly, was the founder of the esteemed National Cowboy Symposium in Lubbock. And Alvin was the kind of guy, he's a native of Post. I just love Alvin. He was a perfectionist. He wanted everything done right, ladies and gentlemen. Alvin's health hadn't been great in later years, and his energy was just unmatched. Alvin and I always shared. We weren't good friends. We knew each other, but we shared some personality traits and as event producers, and I've always respected him. And rest in peace, Alvin Davis, a great Texan, a great American, and just a great cowboy and person trying to keep our cowboy culture alive. All right, my friends, I want to get to a few. Beer to go. Craft Brewers got a big victory. Nobody else seems to have reported on this in the state media, but they got a big victory this week at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals against the TABC. I'll tell you about that and much more ahead as we continue with Pratt on Texas, my friends. This is the Texas Hour.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Fred on Texas will be right back after this.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be, very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. He He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
For decades throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements, too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
He's built companies in Texas since the Reagan reelect, paid personal and business taxes, dealt with regulation at every turn, and all the while been hip deep in Texas politics. A host who has done much more than sit and talk. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We're going to get back to the gun-related stuff soon. Fifth Circuit serves Texas craft brewers a victory to go. The Southeast Texas Record reports that Monday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a ruling allowing two Texas breweries to sell their beer to go. The court wrote that it's about beer and the meaning of the word owned. And anyway, in 2019, of course, the legislature amended the alcohol beverage code to allow brewers and manufacturers to sell malt beverages to consumers for off-premises consumption, which they couldn't sell before. But they write here, but in a bit of buzzkill, the legislature also limited beer-to-go sales to brewers and manufacturers that produce no more than 225,000 barrels annually at all premises they wholly or partly owned. Frothy at the prospects, Canarchy began selling beer to go from its two Texas-based breweries. Then the TABC ordered Canarchy to cease and desist after determining its facilities collectively exceeded the 225,000 barrel limit. Party over, the opinion from the Fifth Circuit states. Canarchy complied with the order, then filed suit seeking a declaratory judgment that 225,000 barrel threshold did not apply to barrels produced at leased premises. In other words, they didn't own it. See, this is why the words, it's why people think it doesn't matter how they write and everything is so crazy. Of course it does, because the legislature said that they own or partially own. Well, they didn't produce them at stuff they own. They produced them and they were smart. They leased the facilities. So the court said the premises wholly or partly owned do not include leased premises and granted its summary judgment. Party on. We agree with the district court's reading of the statutes and affirm. Said the Corey Wilson at the circuit, or I don't know, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So good for them. By the way, today in Texas history, this is the day, July 23rd, 1931, Texas native Wiley Post and Harold Gaddy took off in an attempt to fly around the globe. Post was born at Corinth in Van Zandt County, was one of the best-known flyers in the world. He and Gaddy circled the globe in 8 days, 15 hours, and 51 minutes. The route passed through the northern latitudes and was somewhere about 15,000 miles long. 2 years later, Post beat his earlier time by more than 21 hours. He's most famous, however, for piloting the plane in which he and humorist Will Rogers died at Point Barrow, Alaska in 1935. And also, this is the day way back in 1819 when Spain ruled Texas, that a provisional Texas government headed by James Long declared independence from Spain. He was a merchant from Natchez, Long was, and they didn't last very long, but they declared that early time. By the end of November, Spanish troops had succeeded in driving American settlers out of Texas. And then Long withdrew to New Orleans, where he joined forces with another guy and reestablished his base at Point Boulevard. He soon broke with that guy. Then his men captured La Bahia in 1820 and surrendered 4 days later. He was taken prisoner and sent to Mexico City, where he was shot and killed by a guard, reportedly in the pay of his former ally in Texas that he had double-crossed. All right. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Hardin Simmons, named a 2022-23 College of Distinction. All right, our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations, providing surveillance, security, witness interviews and statements, civil and criminal investigations, and much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. All right, I've got another thing about the courts I want to get to before we get to all the Uvalde-related stuff. Honorable Jason Isaac, our good friend at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a former state rep runs the Life Powered Initiative, talking about an upcoming Supreme Court ruling that could stop Biden's climate overreach. Says one of these rulings that's very important is West Virginia versus EPA, which could reverse the endangered finding that gave the Obama and Biden administrations carte blanche to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, which they then used to strangle the American energy industry. The more likely scenario is that the ruling will be narrower and focus on the EPA's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions on individual power plants. Scaling back the Biden administration's climate chokehold on domestic energy producers would be a godsend for the national economy, especially us as we struggle with high prices. It'll unleash a media frenzy spreading unscientific anti-American climate hysteria. The state of West Virginia's lawsuit correctly argues the federal government has engaged in unconstitutional overreach by acting as if the Clean Air Act governs these greenhouse gas emissions, GHGs. In fact, the Clean Air Act is completely silent on greenhouse gases and, as its name suggests, was clearly limited to actual pollution, substances that affect air quality and human health. Greenhouse gases aren't that. They're just natural things like we have to breathe and plants have to breathe and all of that. And so courts have gone along with this stuff, and so it's finally made its way to the Supreme Court, and hopefully they will rule the right way and pare back this rogue federal agencies that the left uses to hit us all down and peg us, you know, down like a peg in a hole with a hammer on our heads. We are the leader in clean air. In the last 5 decades, the U.S. got harmful airborne pollution by 78%. It wasn't because of that stuff. It's because fracking and natural gas and being wealthy. Wealthy societies are clean societies. Go travel the world. I can tell you all about it, my friends. And then somewhat related to energy, a fabulous piece this week at the Washington Examiner that's being taken pretty seriously. Did Russian hackers blow up a Texas LNG pipeline on June 8th? According to two sources, around the time of Russia's late February invasion of Ukraine, a cyber unit of Russia's GRU Military Intelligence Service again conducted targeting reconnaissance operations against a major U.S. liquefied natural gas exporter, Freeport LNG. Now, it goes into a lot of detail here that the FBI has already put out bulletins about these hacking deals and how they figured out how to do things to interrupt safety procedures, and everybody's wondering, how did this line blow up? How did the overpressurization not shut it down? Well, they're saying there's evidence out there already that the Russians have done this in Saudi Arabia and maybe other places to defeat the automated systems inside plants. And it wouldn't surprise me at all, because they don't want LNG reaching Europe. And so this is a good piece. You can go find it at the Washington Examiner by Tom Rogan, their national security writer. Did Russian hackers blow up a Texas LNG pipeline on 8 June? A little more news here. Texas Education Agency touts progress on test scores. Yeah, they're dismal. Aaron Anderson, writing for the Texas Scorecard, points out that the TEA brags that they're moving in the right direction in their post-pandemic recovery. The problem is they're still bad, and it's still really bad. Said still statewide student performance levels are measured by the test remains dismal. They said, we made some progress to date, TEA said, but there's still work to be done to fully recover from the academic effects of the COVID slide, meaning shutting down the schools for no reason. And, my friends, Senator Rick Scott of Florida has, there was a piece out in the AP this week that he's taken aim at the Texas GOP platform. Rick Scott, chair of the GOP Senate Elections Committee on Wednesday, criticized Texas Republican Party's new platform for not being, quote, inclusive when it described homosexuality as an abnormal lifestyle choice. You know what, Rick Scott? I don't care what you think. Number one. Number two, that's not anti-inclusive. Should we say should we pass a plank encouraging all other kinds of sexual deviation, sexual sin, everything? I mean, even adultery. I mean, it's pretty common. Well, that's normal. We're going to praise that. What's the matter with you people? Homosexuality is an abnormal lifestyle choice in all species, not just humans, because the species would not continue to propagate if, as more and more of it took that position. It is, by the very definition of the word abnormal, it is abnormal. 2 or 3% of people, it's abnormal. It doesn't matter if 99.9% of people think it's okay and want to completely turn away from God's word, it's still abnormal by the very definition of the word abnormal. So there you have it, Senator Scott.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
The Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas brings you news and commentary of the Lone Star State without all the wasted time and staff chit-chat. Now, here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the big news yesterday evening was that the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District put Police Chief Pete Arredondo on administrative leave. He had also been elected to city council. We brought that up once before, and he'd been missing meetings, and they refused to grant him a leave from city council meetings, so he can be removed if he misses three meetings. So that's the big news there. I saw some national headlines. Finally, action taken to get some of these people. And I mentioned yesterday State Senator Roland Gutierrez's stupid lawsuit against DPS. The Express News, big version of it, said State Senator Roland Gutierrez on Wednesday sued the Texas Department of Public Safety, alleging the agency violated state open record law by denying his request for documents related to last month's school shooting. Gutierrez, a San Antonio Democrat whose sweeping Senate district includes Uvalde, asked DPS Director McCraw several days after the shooting for a ballistics report and, quote, any document or report that details the police and DPS presence at the elementary school. And he says they haven't responded. And it's, well, excuse me, he has responded. You don't have any big standing for this, Senator. because you're a member of the body and the Senate is actually holding hearings and the DPS is responding to those hearings. Again, this is nothing but local tribalism, grandstanding, and it's beneath the dignity of what's required for the situation. And I don't expect much more from Roland Gutierrez. We're still in the middle of investigating. He is a member of the Senate. That's the only standing he has on that. And the DPS and any other law enforcement agency in the beginning of an investigation doesn't have to turn over everything to you. I know all about open records laws. I'm all for that, but not while you're doing it. But in his case, it's really stupid because he's there in the Senate and they're having the hearings in the Senate, I believe. And so DPS has been very responsive. Meet GOP's Gun Control 14. McConnell, Cornyn lead party to first gun bill in years. Here are the 14 Republicans that have sold us out in the Senate. Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Moore Capito, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, John Cornyn of Texas, Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Tom Tillis, and Todd Young. Not much surprise in any of those names. Now, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, of that big district in out of San Antonio and then runs all the way up the Rio Grande, El Paso. He's a Republican. He says he supports a bipartisan gun bill. Okay, fine. Show what you really believe. Approval rating for Cornyn essentially unchanged since he started leading gun reform talks in D.C. That was in the morning consult. They said that his approval rating amongst Texas voters gave him 43%. That's about where he has been. That's pretty low. Positive sentiment about him hasn't changed among Republicans. 68% approve of his job performance. I don't think that tells you anything about gun control. I think it's the polls I watch all the time. I think it's just most people really don't know what's going on. That's how Cornyn has been able to skate through two re-elections after he's really become more of a D.C. insider and concerned with D.C. and the power of himself and McConnell and that group than he has what matters. One of our listener club members wrote me, said, this Brad, a listener in Gaines County, I'm concerned about Senator Cornyn putting his name on so many high-profile Democrat bills like civics education to save democracy. Yeah, that's the one that pushes CRT down our throats. Or the gun control bill handing out money to states to implement red flag laws. Is there means for the Texas GOP or constituents to hold him accountable to his oath to uphold the Constitution? I've called multiple times. Well, you're doing the right thing by calling his office. Call the district offices, by the way. And you can find them on his website. Call every one of the district offices in Texas over and over and over. A lot better than calling Washington. It bugs the staff. It's good. They get the message. He said, I'm looking for some pressure we could bring to bear earlier than his next re-election bid, which is a ways off. By then, everybody will have forgotten the betrayal. Right, that's it. And he says, thanks for the show. I really appreciate the podcast. Well, thank you, Brad. We talked about this in his last two re-elects that he had sold us out for the insider Washington, D.C. power crowd, and nobody seems to care, and those polling numbers demonstrate nobody seems to care. Fort Worth Police Department, you know, supposed to be a conservative city, got this Republican mayor who's already signed and already said she's uncomfortable with the GOP, and she signed this gun control letter along with Amarillo's mayor, Maddie Parker. She's a fake Republican all the way. She's a society Republican. That's what I think Maddie Parker is. Anyway, she doesn't mind this. That's right. And by the way, it's not a buyback program because nobody bought their guns from the police department. So it's not a buyback program. That is an abusive language. And it is propaganda because it's just completely dishonest by a government entity. They're handing out $100 gift cards to people that bring in any guns. That's New York, California stuff right there in Cowtown, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and at the convention on Saturday in the Republican convention, Sid Miller, our ag commissioner, said he's going to put highly trained armed guards in each of the state's school cafeterias. Well, it is true that through the U.S. Ag Department, the state Ag Department runs the lunch program and all that. It is extraordinary. It is beyond an extraordinary reach that Sid Miller has any authority to do anything like that. But what's interesting in the coverage, you get this piece in the Texas Tribune by Cecilia Lindzen. But political science experts say Miller, whose office oversees the Texas school nutrition programs, lacks the authority to implement such a policy. And gun safety experts and school leaders say the proposal may not be the best option to prevent another mass shooting. Hey, Let's stop listening to, quote, gun safety experts and school leaders. Until they demonstrate that they actually have worthy suggestions other than fantasy utopian ideas that passing a law against murder, that we're going to magically get rid of weapons of all kinds, including guns. You know, these people shouldn't be listened to. If we keep having all these problems, what kind of experts are they? This story says Linda Isaacs, executive director at the Dallas School Administrators Association, was talking about all this. She said increased access to mental health care is critical in combating mass gun violence, which, of course, has been absolutely disproven. And even the Dallas Morning News ran that piece that I shared a big piece of it with you with some of the scholars who have looked at this. It's just bull. It's just one of those things that's axiomatic. It sounds good to people on all sides. Well, these people are clearly troubled, or they wouldn't be murderers and mass murderers. And we'll get to that. But it's just not true. In that sense, in the mental health sense, you're not going to be able to catch them in advance. She says, we've got to do something to make our kids safer, but I think there's a lot that can be done before we put an armed guard in the cafeteria. You get it? These people don't want real-world solutions. Look at Uvalde. They didn't even lock the doors that were supposed to be locked, even though it's in their own mandate. They didn't even do maintenance. They had outside doors open. The door to the classroom apparently wouldn't lock. These people just, for some reason, prefer the idea of a utopianist fantasy that we're going to pass some policy, or if you make guns illegal, there won't be any mass murders anymore, and there won't be any guns. Ask Mexico about that, where extreme harsh penalties for having a firearm, you know, for 100 years, and you got everybody with automatic weapons and even grenade launchers running around murdering people daily. It's just, they don't want a solution. This is why it is so hard to deal with these people. Robert, they do. How can you say that? Because they don't. They oppose. A lot of them don't want police on school. Remember, let's go back. There's teachers unions and stuff. They don't want any of this stuff. They polled their members. Oh, I don't want to be armed. I don't want to. Well, okay. What you're actually saying is, like most people, I don't want to have to bear the responsibility of being a free person in the world as it is. I would rather crawl under a pillow or a blanket or something and pretend how the world is. The fact is, there is evil across the world. The world is in the hands of Satan until the second coming of Christ. Sin is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And you're not going to stop it with good wishes. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. What they define as love is sin these days. It's insanity. You have to deal with things the way they are.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
Join the Lubbock Sportsman's Club, a Dallas Safari Club chapter, for a meeting featuring Brent Kitten's recent safari in Cameroon, which featured a Lord Derby eland hunt. And don't forget to save August 27th on your calendar for the annual Hunter's Banquet and Auction. There's no charge to attend a chapter meeting. Come learn and socialize. Thursday, June 30th, 6:30 p.m. at 4 Golf in the Loft. The Lubbock Sportsman's Club, Thursday, June 30th at 4 Golf in the Loft.
Do you operate commercial property, food service facility, multifamily, or rental housing? Gafford Pest Control is the leader in keeping commercial and rental properties clean and bug-free. Gafford Pest Control's commercial expertise ranges from office settings to sensitive areas such as hospitals and daycare, including audited facilities such as food processing and manufacturing. Keep your business safe and clean with the proven professionals at Gafford Pest Control. Call 792-4292.
Texas-owned and operated for 109 years, Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender, best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Corley Demo and Construction is ready to clear and excavate for your house or commercial building foundation pad. Excavation down to 10 feet, plumbing and electrical trenching too, and dump trucks to haul dirt in or out. Corley Demo and Construction cleans it up and levels it off right. Free estimates. Contact us today at CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Quality work, quality cleanup. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man so important other talk show hosts listen to his show, even while they're on the air. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I mentioned at the top of the show that our Attorney General Ken Paxton's been busy. Attorney General Paxton's joined an Indiana-led multi-state amicus brief in the U.S. Supreme Court opposing California law that regulates the sale of out-of-state pork, veal, and eggs. This is another one of these ballot initiatives in California that's going to affect everybody with their crazy, weird, total nutcase stuff. And they're pointing that, yeah, they have the right to regulate within their own borders. The problem is that rule affects interstate commerce. I think we've got a good chance of overturning that. Attorney General Paxton asked U.S. Supreme Court to get Biden administration out of the state militia business, joining Mississippi and others with the Supreme Court in support of the Ohio National Guard against Biden's Federal Labor Relations Authority, which has sought to overregulate the Guard. Lower court struck both Ohio and the U.S. Constitution a blow when they ruled in favor of the federal government, allowing the Labor Relations Authority to meddle in the collective bargaining agreement between the Guard and the labor union. That's not the place for labor unions. Attorney General Paxton demands Biden withdraw guidance tying school lunch programs to radical sex and gender agenda. This is very real and has immediate effect upon our families. Joined a Tennessee-led multi-state letter to Biden urging him to withdraw new guidance from the Department of Agriculture regarding sex discrimination, quote-unquote, for schools and programs that receive federal nutrition assistance. The new guidance relies on an unsupportable expansion of the Supreme Court decision in Bostock versus Clayton in 2020, which interpreted the statutory definition of sex in Title VII to include sexual orientation and gender identity. If followed, the guidance would wrongly extend Bostock into the Title IX context, which extension the Supreme Court expressly disclaimed in its ruling, and imposed new and unlawful regulations on state agencies and operators receiving financial assistance through USDA. Quote, the Biden administration's attempting to force every state and local entity to adopt its sexual orientation and gender identity agenda or suffer massive financial consequences, said Paxton. Bostock was wrong from the start, and any unlawful expansion of it into new areas is doubly wrong. I won't let Biden's Department of Agriculture bully Texas into adopting its radical agenda or use kids and school lunch programs as his pawns. Paxton filed an Indiana-led amicus brief with the Chicago-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th District defending the privacy and safety of boys and girls using sex-segregated restrooms in public schools. Isn't it a sign of rampaging evil that we're having to deal with this kind of stuff all the time? In this case, a federal district court barred a school district from requiring school restrooms separated by sex, concluding that separation violated statutes of the U.S. Constitution. In other words, having a boys and girls bathroom is unconstitutional. Can you believe we're having to fight this? And yet it's real. Attorney General Paxton filed a Virginia-led amicus brief with the Richmond-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the 4th Circuit in support of race-neutral, meritocratic public school admissions criteria. Yeah, because the left wants everything to be based on race. Again, segregation. Segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. You know, the old Democrat chant of the Jim Crow people. That's what they're implementing everywhere, the Democrats. And he's joined a letter urging the Senate to reject Biden's new nominee for the head of ATF, which needs to be rejected for obvious reasons without going into it. All right, now, border news. Even the associated propagandists have to admit how bad it is. Of course, they write real long pieces trying to tell you how this is really good for people's safety and all of that. But here's the headline. The Border Patrol paroled more than 207,000 migrants. That's migrants is the word for illegal alien, what we used to call illegal alien, people who crossed illegally. Border Patrol paroled more than 207,000 migrants who crossed from Mexico just August through May. No kidding. And that's not one time. They're 51,132 in May alone. That's a 28% increase from April. Parole, when they grant them parole just en masse, they haven't done anything to deserve it or been investigated or anything. It protects them from deportation. The Border Patrol says, well, we had to because we don't have enough holding space. And of course, they just continue to ship them all over the country and send them everywhere. 207,000 people. Just in those few months, Do you not understand that that really does remake our society? These people have no, there may be some good people amongst them, but because of what's happening, they have no commitment to the rule of law, no commitment to American values or anything. 80 migrants found locked in tractor trailer at border checkpoint in Texas. That was in the Laredo sector. These headlines are all the time. That was from Breitbart. 100 migrants drowned in Rio Grande in 2022. 500 migrants in large group apprehended in South Texas near the border. Chief Border Patrol Agent Brian Hastings saying Rio Grande Valley agents encountered three large groups of migrants in Starr and Hidalgo counties over this last weekend that totaled more than 533 apprehensions. RGV has made over 15,000 encounters from large groups alone this fiscal year. Cartels are recruiting gamers to scout the U.S.-Mexico border. That was an interesting piece in the Daily Caller. Mexican cartels luring young video gamers with large sums of cash to go scout the border. They've actually have a lot of cases already on the books of this. They tell the story of Ernesto, a 13-year-old recruited to keep watching the border. He and his friends were recruited by a man who went by the name of Moreno, which is Brown, who played the video game with him, then later talked with him on WhatsApp. They were giving him $800 a month, but kids between the ages of 11 and 14, $800 a month, which is massive money there, to move from Oaxaca to Monterrey to work as cartel scouts. And then if they succeeded, they were told they could go on to sell drugs. And this child was, his mother got authorities and they found him, thank goodness. 400-plus migrants apprehended, illegal aliens apprehended in Father's Day border crossing in Texas. Another Breitbart story. Exclusive, Biden DHS instructs Border Patrol agents not to apprehend illegal aliens, they say migrants, on walls and in the Rio Grande. Randy Clark reporting this, new Border Patrol enforcement policy has been disseminated to agents, warning them not to enforce immigration laws or attempt to arrest migrants near waterways, walls, canals, or other barriers. I kid you not. Biden administration considers expanding plans to bus illegal aliens further into the United States. Way to go in American greatness, using the right words, illegal aliens. Eric Linder writing that DHS is considering ramping up previous effort to deliberately import more illegal aliens further in the country's interior. You know, this parole and stuff. Why do you think people keep coming? I mean, everybody knows. They get here, then they get to call back home, and they say, look, they're letting us stay. All you got to do is get across. You get to stay. They'll even buy you airplane ticket or bus ticket in some cases and go wherever you want to go. It's just awful. It is absolutely awful. Now, I want to reiterate the genius plain language of Justice Samuel Alito in the great pro-Second Amendment keep and bear arms decision today when the liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, wrote all the dangers of firearms and included in his preamble to his dissent all these mass shootings. Alito, does the dissent think that laws like New York's prevent or deter such atrocities? Will a person bent on carrying out a mass shooting be stopped if he knows it's illegal to carry a handgun outside the home? And how does the dissent account for the fact that one of the mass shootings near the top of its list took place in Buffalo? The New York law at issue in this case obviously did nothing to stop that perpetrator. This is precisely the plain common sense language that brings me to say that most of these school people and lobbies and officials that we keep hearing about, that I read some comments to you from, you know, earlier in the show from, they don't really want to do anything that actually works. They just think that policy, because they're all progressive. See, and that's what progressivism is about. The expert class, the ruling class, they're going to use science to run everything and it's going to make everything work well. This just doesn't work. They don't want to deal with the world as it is, and you've got to do that. The best way to do it is have good people who are armed, more good people who are armed. That's it for today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.